some words in there. Let's go.
Yo, come on, man. We need the words.
Let's go. Let's go.
Welcome you inside Paul Brown Stadium, where on Friday night the Giants will open up their preseason against the Bengals. 2 days of joint practices as we get ready for the start of the 2015 preseason. Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look at the New York Giants. They had their final walkthrough in preparation for Friday night's game against the Bengals. We'll hear from John Beeson. I had a chance to sit down and talk with the Giants middle linebacker. Also, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. We'll hear from him. And Robert Ayers. I'd like to welcome in my two co-hosts. They each are two-time Super Bowl champions, Carl Banks and David Deal. And Carl, I'll start with you. 2 days of practice against Cincinnati, and the Giants got good work in.
Well, I think it's good. It is good work, but I think it's good for getting them ready for the season, because a lot of new faces on both sides of the ball. No better way to get yourself game ready than to go against a different level of competition.
And David, they seem very pleased with sort of the test that they got against Cincinnati.
They really did. They seemed pleased with the competition. They seemed pleased with the ability to pick up different blitzes and stunts around the defensive side of the ball to be able to stop the run and to get some key stops. So it's going to be exciting to see tomorrow in the Friday night first preseason game which players are going to stand out.
All right, it's time to take a look at the news of the day for this Thursday. And the news is that the Giants were here in the stadium and they went through a walkthrough. They did not practice with the Bengals today, only on Tuesday and Wednesday. Carl, what are some of the things that the coaches went over today in the walkthrough?
It's all about assignments. You got a lot of moving parts. Special teams are probably getting harped on a lot because young players that are not going to play a lot, they've got to make sure they have the special teams assignments. And then the younger players that are playing a lot, they've got to make sure all their assignments are down pat.
David, what are some of the things, having played for Tom Coughlin, that he stresses during these walkthroughs?
He makes sure that you stress and take this like a rep on the football field. Imagine yourself, visualize yourself doing this during the game, because like Carl said, a lot of these young guys, this is the first time that they're going to see live NFL game speed, because it's a lot different than what you're going to feel in practice. So he really makes sure those guys visualize and start getting that confidence in the X's and O's so they can go out and play the way that they're capable of.
All right, one of the really cool things about this training camp so far for the Giants has been Victor Cruz trying to come back from this severe knee injury that he suffered last year against the Philadelphia Eagles. He was with the Giants on the trip, got through his work on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday participated even more, going into some one-on-one and team activities against the Cincinnati Bengals. After practice, Cruz talked about getting that work in.
Coming out here, I kind of understood what we were doing. I knew we were going to, you know, take it easy in terms of what I was going to be doing individually. But I wanted to get a little bit against them, get a little bit of a challenge, get a little bit of, you know, some head-to-head things against them. And I did that today, and I felt good. A little, you know, it's tough to get into a rhythm when you only got two plays per period. It's hard to get warmed up for every period, but we made it happen.
Both of you guys have come back from injuries throughout the course of your career. How important was it, Carl, for him to be able to get out there, get the work in on Tuesday, and then go against the Bengals on Thursday in a limited basis?
I call it breaking the glass, Bob. I mean, he's been kind of incubated and working in confined and restricted routines. And then he wanted to just break through and let me go see what it's like against real competition.
David, obviously you played with Victor Cruz. You know the kind of heart that he has. Are you surprised that he's come along this fast, considering the injury?
I'm really not, because when we spoke to him and sat down with him, he talked about having a newfound purpose in playing football. You know, you always saw him, the hashtag, the return. He knew that he was going to come back with a purpose and to prove people wrong, and most importantly, to prove himself right, that he can come back from injuries and get back to his old playing ways.
You know, I was standing on the field about 8 feet away, and all of a sudden they're going through the individuals, and the next thing you know, I see Victor Cruz out there.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
He's going against Pac-Man Jones. And the first couple routes he ran, he stumbled coming out of a break. It looked like he slipped a couple times. And that's just part of sort of getting back, because all the stuff that he did in practice against his teammates, those are his teammates. So it really was kind of interesting to see him sort of find his legs.
But that's what you have to do when you're coming back from injury, because players who really want to be back, they'll do whatever it takes, and he's clearly that guy.
Odell Beckham Jr., when they put him out there, he wins his one-on-one battles. Doesn't look like he's dropped off anywhere from last year.
I mean, he just looks so quick and fluid in and out of his breaks. We saw the red zone one-on-ones where he just made it look easy. So it's exciting to see where he's going to go this upcoming season.
All right, there's a lot going on here with the New York Giants, and Odell Beckham Jr. is someone that when you watch him on the field, everything just looks so effortless and so easy. And he made it look that way against the Cincinnati Bengals as well. We're going to dial into a lot of defense today. We're going to take a look at the Giants' defensive front and the Giants' secondary. But when we come back on the program, I had a chance to sit down and talk with one of the key players to this Giants' defense in 2015, middle linebacker John Beeson, as we continue with Giants training camp live after this.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
Welcome to Giants Training Camp Live. We're joined by Giants linebacker John Beeson. And John, 2 days of practice with the Cincinnati Bengals. Give me your overview of how the 2 days went.
Well, first off, I think Cincinnati organization is first class, and they've been very hospitable to us, allowing us to go in their weight room, use their facilities. They came out, competed hard, it was clean, we didn't have any fights, no scuffles, and then all in all, I think we got better. I think both sides got better.
All right, on Tuesday, you guys were in full pads. I could feel a different intensity than you get in a normal training camp practice. How good was it to get as close to a game without having a game?
Well, I think it gives the coaches an opportunity, a second opportunity to evaluate us. From a more of a live standpoint, you know, they came out fast, they were aggressive, they had some great players on the offensive side of the ball, and I think we were able to compete with them. I think they will say that we're a tough group. We executed, and you know we finished to the whistle. So I think we got them better, but also we got better as well.
One of the things I thought that was encouraging about the 2 days of practice was the play of the defensive line and the way those guys handled a pretty good offensive line with Cincinnati.
Yeah, you know, they were able to make some plays through the air, but a lot of those plays went at sacks. You know, obviously you don't stop the drill. You want the quarterback to go through, you know, the process of looking downfield, throwing a ball, but a lot of times our D-line was tagging off and we had opportunities to make sacks. So it was good to see those guys go up there, win the one-on-one battles without us blitzing and, you know, have some success.
One of the things that this team struggled with last year, and obviously with you being injured, it was a big factor, stopping the run. Talk about what it's like to try to develop that mental toughness in stopping runs.
Well, first off, you know, you have that desire to just make the play. You know, we have a new mentality this year, which is do your job plus. So don't just fit up on the block, but get off the block and go make the play as well. You know, guys have been accountable, being where they're supposed to be based on where the play is, and guys have a relentless pursuit to get to the football. And it's been a rapid change for us, but I think it's going to be something that we can lean on and be successful with this year.
How good can this linebacking core be? There's some new pieces in place here with the additions of guys that they brought in.
Well, you know, we're a veteran group, and the talent's through the roof. We have everything we need. We have speed, we have athleticism, we have size, and you know, we have a relentless group. So I think we could be as good as anybody in the league. No one's talking about us right now, but that's a good thing.
All right, when you take a look at this defense with Steve Spagnuolo, it's a learning curve for everybody. He's coming in here with a new philosophy. How much would you say the defense is in at this point?
Ooh, I would say about 85-90%. We have some situational stuff. And then, you know, he's the ultimate schemer. So he's always going to have something in his back pocket. You want to wait until, you know, you cut down to the 53 to get ready for that Dallas opener before you show everything. You know, we'll come out tomorrow night against the Bengals, and it'll probably be very vanilla. We'll run some of our base stuff. You just want to see guys, you know, go through the process and then see who's just a competitor, who's going to come out, compete, tackle well, and who understands the system. That's what you want to get from the preseason.
Personally, as you play this first preseason game, what does John Beeson want to get out of that game? Because you know you're going to get very limited snaps.
I just want to keep my feet under me. You know, obviously it's like riding a bike. You know, you just want to get back on and start turning. So I just want to go out there and go through the whole warm-up, the whole process of getting ready for a game, and go out there and try to be productive in a short period just to show that, you know, I still have that quick burst. I can still make a lot of tackles sideline to sideline. And overall, I just want to orchestrate the defense. More than anything, I just want to be perfect at that. Getting lined up and getting my team in the perfect position to go out and have a successful play.
Final question. You've accomplished a lot as a player, and coming to the Giants in the trade 2 years ago, really helping the defense become solidified. Being injured last year, does that give you a whole new taste of wanting to compete this year, having it not been able to be available to you?
Yeah, well, you definitely missed the game. And, you know, every year you're hurt, it's an opportunity gone, an opportunity to compete for a championship. And then you're a year older, and then they start looking at paper and saying, he's 30 years old. Maybe, you know, he's getting a little long in the tooth. But, you know, really, you know, if I'm not playing, I didn't beat on my body. So, you know, I still feel good, you know, getting in football shape at the moment, running around. But, you know, for me, it's all about winning the championship. I'm glad I'm with a great organization who knows how to do it. And I just want to get in, do my part to help us win a championship. That's it.
Good luck on Friday night, Johnny.
Thanks, Bob.
That's John Bisa joining us here on Giants Training Camp Live. A whole lot more when we return to Cincinnati after this.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
In Cincinnati at Paul Brown Stadium, the Giants going through their final walkthrough earlier today in preparation for their showdown with the Bengals on Friday night. As we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live from Paul Brown Stadium, one of the areas in which the Giants have to find a way to get better in 2015 is to get after the quarterback. Robert Ayers is only in his second year with the Giants, but he's become a leader of this football team. And he talked about some of the young guys that could really blossom as pass rushers, including rookie Owa Adigizua.
You know, look at a guy like who's like clockwork almost. You know, he's understanding the defense. So once he fine-tunes his technique and understands the game and understands how to attack offenses and what they're trying to do to him with formations and things like that, man, that dude's going to be a monster. You know, and DeMontre Moore, he's really brought his A game. So he's listening, he's learning, he's improving. So, you know, Jay Bromley's doing really good. So I think it's good to see those guys really getting after it and gaining that confidence through hard work and through understanding the defense and the technique and listening to Coach Nunn, who's, you know, did a good job of teaching us. And so it's very good feeling to see everybody, you know, getting better and working hard.
Robert Ayers talking about some of the young players on the defensive front. How much is it to ask of a guy like Owa Adigizua to step in and be a force as a rookie?
Well, Jerry says he expects his top three picks to be major contributors or starters, and that's the expectation. He's part of that group, and so he's going to have to step into a role and do it. It's the big leagues. He's got to do it.
He played really well this week at practice. Did a nice job at the point of attack, forcing the ball on outside zone stretches to go to the inside. Had a couple real nice pass rush moves and one-on-ones. And he did a real nice job of pressing the pocket yesterday, you know, getting the quarterback off the launch point and causing an incomplete pass. So it's going to be very important for him to come up with a repertoire of pass rush moves, because that's the biggest thing that you see in veterans. When they come up with a pass rush move as an offensive tackle, you may stop the first one, but right away they have a second one coming, and that's what he needs to learn.
Carl, the other thing about it is because he might not be asked to start, when you have a guy that has unique skills, you can sort of create situations where he can excel as a rookie.
You can script the success, especially if a guy has a particular skill set. You can start to say, okay, we're going to put him in position so he can just get off and go. And that's something Spags has been known to do.
Yeah, and the Giants have done it with other defensive ends in the past.
Not to mention he has the size to move inside as a three-technique defensive tackle in a pass rush situation
shade
on a third and long, whether you can run twists and stunts, you could be a shade player. That's an advantage of having a big athletic player like
Justin
yourself.
Justin Tuck. They did it with Justin Tuck a lot. They moved him in. So
One of the guys that they've talked about that's had a good week of practices, DeMontre Moore. What are you looking for out of DeMontre Moore going into his third year?
I would say discipline. I mean, he's got a skill set that will be very useful in this defense if he can remain disciplined, meaning staying on, not jumping off sides. He's got a great first step. He never needs to jump off sides. So if he can stay disciplined and work within what they have him doing, he's going to be good.
I think what I, like everybody else, want to see is the potential of him as a football player reach productivity.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, is he has the potential to be a dynamic pass rusher in the NFL, but everybody has been waiting for him to take that next step and do it consistently.
You need to get pass rush from the inside. Can Jay Bromley be that answer for the Giants?
Well, I think they're going to generate it by moving different guys in there and situational. But here's the key, Bob. First and second down, they were bad. They've got to be better on first and second down, and then they can dictate to the offense with who they're going to put in there.
And with Bromley, it kind of comes down to, you know, he can get upfield, but can he be stout at the point of attack if they decide to run when he's in the game?
Exactly. That's the biggest thing, is you can't only just be a gap penetrator in this defense. You've got to be able to hold up against double teams to make sure the guards in the center don't get up to the second-level linebackers.
And what about a guy like Robert Ayers with leadership and sort of taking veteran ownership of this defense?
Well, he has to, because he's a veteran player, but he's got to lead by example also. He has a pretty good skill set. This will be his first time really being a full-time player in his career. He's been a bit player, but now he's got to take a role as a full-time player and leader.
All right. We talked about the guys up front. What about the guys on the back end? When we come back on Giants Training Camp Live, we'll focus in on the secondary and pass defense and some questions that the Giants have on the back end.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
Welcome back inside Paul Brown Stadium, where the Giants and Bengals will have their first preseason game on Friday night. You're watching Giants Training Camp Live. Well, the New York Giants have some questions going into 2015 when it comes to their secondary, especially at the safety position. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin talked about the battle for the starting jobs.
Well, we're hoping it'll be as competitive as it can. You know, we've got a young guy that's playing in there a lot. He went out for a while today and then back in. But, yeah, it's something that we hope is going to solve itself right here, right in practice before we regular season.
Yeah, Coach was talking about Landon Collins. And, guys, when you take a look at this safety position, really is the theater of the unknown. I mean, you've got Landon Collins, who you traded up and drafted early in the second round. And then just a lot of guys that you're hoping something sticks. What are they looking for as far as the safeties in this defense?
Well, I would say good cornerback play helps the safeties, but just consistency. Collins, you know, he's a big guy. He should be able to get guys lined up. He played in a very complex defense in Alabama. But, you know, let's not be shocked if the Giants give up some yards early on in the season until they get it all together. It happened once before here in New York, and then all of a sudden it clicked.
David, I mean, it's like throwing darts against the wall right now.
It really is, and to go along with Landon Collins, everybody knows that he can play down in the box and stop the run. Everybody knows he's that physical type of player. They're looking for him to take the next step in his coverage skills and the ability to be in that zone scheme or to be in a man scheme and to be able to pick up those crossing routes and those tight ends working those seams.
And guys like Cooper Taylor, who they thought might be able to give him a burst last year, he got hurt. You know, he's in the mix. But what about the fact that you don't have a veteran guy, you know, an eight-year veteran guy back there to just sort of bring everybody together? I mean, that has to be a concern for Steve Spagnuolo.
Well, yeah, and I think he's going to take the onus of leadership back there. It's transition. Let's be honest. They wanted to transition out of what they had and wanted to bring in new players. So this is what you get, and the coordinator has to be the coach there.
All right, one of the other areas that the Giants have to focus on is the cornerback situation and trying to find some depth. You have Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie and Prince Amukamara, who are your starters, although Prince has been bothered by a groin injury. Jaron Hosley has been around for a while, but the Giants are hoping that they can kind of get him up to speed, and he feels that he's making progress.
I wasn't productive, you know, playing a nickel spot, and I understood that, and you know, you want to be on the field, you want to be out there, but you got to look at the car facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's really going on? And, you know, I came into the league as a corner. The coaches see me suited best outside as a corner. And I would never take myself off the field, but I always be real with myself. Like, I wasn't productive.
Well, it's been a spotty career for J'Ron Holsey since he was drafted by the Giants. And, you know, now he's in the starting spot with Shockey Brown and Prince Amukamara out. And he got tested often in the two practices against Cincinnati and really struggled. What does he have to do to get better?
I think, once again, with everybody, he's got to show discipline and consistency in this scheme, because we all know that Steve Spagnuolo is going to pressure. He's going to want to attack the quarterback. And when you do that, you put the onus on those corners to be able to play bump and run and man-to-man and hold up physically. And if you cannot do that consistently in the system, you're not going to be on the field.
And you're exactly right, because technique is important in this. And Holsey hasn't had a lot of experience, so he's basically going against the league's elite for the first time, you know. And he's got to be ready to go if he's going to make this team.
Yeah, and he did not have a good camp last year. Then he had the suspension. So they need him to step up and really assert himself in a very heated battle for roster spots. Bennett Jackson is a player that the Giants have used at safety, and they've also used him in the slot. Talk about his versatility, Carl, as a guy that you can possibly put in two different positions.
Well, having the perspective of an inside corner and a safety, it gives you some flexibility if a guy goes down and you've got to shuffle the deck a little bit. He'll be a guy that can fill in and spot duty both areas.
David, they've been pretty impressed by his versatility and his ability to sort of pick up the different positions and understand what has to be done mentally.
Well, like, to go along with Carl said, you know, it's great to be able to see things from two perspectives because you play two different positions. But to go back to it is, in this defense, you have to be disciplined and you have to know what the other guy is doing. So him being able to play those different positions and to learn them, it'll only give him more confidence.
Carl, what are the differences between this defense and the previous defense with Perry Fuel, in your opinion, especially from a secondary standpoint?
Well, I think there are some accountability things, and I think there's really more defined roles in what the players are being asked to do.
David, what are your observations as to what's different?
Not only do they have to be able to play man, but they have got to be able to blitz. Mm-hmm. Because what Steve Spagnuolo wants to do is have to have the offense think that everybody on that defense is accountable to be able to come.
All right, fellas, it's game day tomorrow night. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Good stuff. Yeah, the Giants kick off their preseason tomorrow night here at Paul Brown Stadium. We'll have another edition. Make sure you join us at 6 p.m. right here on the MSG Networks Friday night for Giants Training Camp Live.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.